All aboard!
You've just punched your ticket to the Disorient Express.
For your safety, please refrain from drinking beverages until the train comes to a complete tangent.
Smiles, everyone! Welcome to Tangent Station.
I like how it starts off. I let you know.
Okay.
I mean, it's important.
Hopefully it comes through in the mix. That way people will know what you're talking about.
And people have no idea ever what I'm talking about. So wait, that's really loud. Near? Far. I haven't done that in a while. You know what I haven't done in a while?
Amy?
Yeah, I'll give you a rim shot for that.
You need to give her one.
No.
And we're off.
We're off to see. I just don't know what I haven't done. I was talking to people today, which I do because that's my job. And I realized.
You're talking to people right now.
I don't have any idea what I'm talking about half the time.
Well, you're not paying attention to what you're saying.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was I saying?
We are going to do.
Where was I?
Top five actresses.
We got to do all our actresses? Ooh, what would my wife say?
You are not getting that kind of a hall pass. No way.
No way. Oh, actually, when I was writing this up last night, my wife's like, when I was writing this up, she's like, oh, thank you. What the fuck?
I hope it comes through.
I hope so, too. But
that's what she says about you. I hope he comes through.
Yeah.
On the side, inside, outside, loud, through.
Inside, outside. You know, I've had my share. Share.
Been kicked around.
No, she.
Oh, yeah, we're back around.
And we're off.
We're off to see the wizard. No, I was talking to my
wife. None of that makes sense.
No,
I love it.
No, do we ever?
Yeah, sometimes that's when the show's really slow.
But I do want to start off, before I start off saying what I was going to start off to say.
You got a preamble?
A preface. I want to thank all of our.
Your presence is recorded.
Home viewers out there, because we've picked up with
we're getting more listeners.
Thank you. We're getting more people to turn on their radio and watch us.
No, if we could only get an email.
I don't care about that.
No, you're done with that?
If you want to email me, email me.
Email me. Luigi, get off the game.
Oh, my God. My wife and daughter went to go see a movie on
Mario
Monday.
Brothers?
No. I want to see that. They went to see, excuse me, God, this is me. I'm having my period.
Margaret.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's Margaret. So, Hallie was in town this weekend, and so they went to see that.
So, that's where Rod Stewart got the influence for Wake Up, Maggie. I got something to say to you.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm done. You don't know what to... this one.
We haven't done that one in a while.
We're
going to talk about actresses. But what I was telling about my wife is I was doing this, and she's like, well, what about so-and-so? Because you used to have a crush on her when you were young.
Well, what about macrame?
I like macrame. I like sewing better. Or knit.
Crochet. I like knit. Latch hook is the easiest.
Oh, I love latch hook.
I can almost watch TV and do latch hook.
I can almost do latch hook while I'm sleeping.
I made a rug in home economics in high school.
Really?
Normal class.
That's what I have to say about that. What was I saying?
You were farting from your mouth.
Yes, that's it. Oh, no. But I told her I still, you know, we were doing, I wasn't sure what kind of actresses we were doing. So I kind of mixed them up. I have a few old. I don't have any newer actresses.
This is just like we did with the actors. You didn't seem to have a problem. You know, I had
because
more.
Because as I'm doing this, I'm getting excited to think about them.
In our next, yeah. So you picked them on.
No, I did not.
Wank material.
Not necessarily because if
not
I was,
necessarily. I definitely did not do that. Hear my list.
If you hear my list, it might sound that way.
I got one and a half wankables.
Okay, then I think I might have a few within that note. A few mentionables, honorable.
Had I. Went that route, I would have put Kate Beckinsale on here, but I realized I haven't seen a lot of her work, and everyone's going to think, oh, he likes Underworld. I don't care for that. You know, everyone gets into that tight black outfit she wore in the Underworld series. Oh, yeah, I just, that's not showing any skin, so that does nothing for me.
Me neither. But here's the thing.
It's like all these guys are into yoga pants. I could give a crap. Oh, I don't care.
I can't even get into yoga pants. They're too tight. I'm telling you. Why other guys would want to wear them, I don't know. But here we go. If it would have to do with wank material, I'm going to tell you straight up, Stormy Daniels is not one of my top actresses.
All right.
I swear.
Paula Abdul?
No.
Straight up?
Straight up.
Stormy Daniels is not one of your favorite actors.
I'm just telling you that.
Okay.
Come to think of it.
Oh. I know. You put Dillian Harper as your...
If we were doing...
Is she on there?
No, because she's
not a real
actress.
You want to do a porn actress list?
Yeah, we should.
I don't know if I could come up with five.
I could. Don't get me in trouble. I could.
No, I mean, it's like, how do I narrow that down to five? Next.
Whichever one.
That's what porn's all about. There's just like you have, something different every time.
Well, you have 5 days. So each day, whatever one really turns you on that day is one.
You know there's 7 days in a week.
But you...
But you take the day off to rest, the weekend.
Otherwise, you get really crusty.
It's Amy time. Gotta stay married.
Miller time. Hammer
keep,
time.
Keep them right. Separated.
Gotta keep them separated.
Don't say Miller time. Don't say Bud Light.
Why can't I say Bud Light?
Because.
Are we changing the subject? Oh, no, I'm sorry. We're not transgender station. We're tangent station. I forgot.
Well, I mean, we can be all things to all people. Not really.
We could be all things considered.
I don't care who listens.
Mm. As long as they open their eyes.
And wallets. Once we figure out monetization.
Once you can open your wallet all you want to look at it and look at it like we do and say, I have no fucking money.
I mean, come on. I said this a few podcasts ago. I want the podcast to make $50 a month total to pay the.
To pay for this. Yes.
Yeah, to pay for
our. I forgot what I was going to say. Shoot.
I bet it started with R.
Our is what I meant to say.
Our. You couldn't get off A-R-E. You needed O-U-R.
Yes.
MR2 pigs.
What the heck is this? What's it called when you do something that you don't get paid for? Hobby. Thank you.
Tangent.
Yes. So our hobby's expensive.
Most of them are.
But then when I look at my wife's hobby, your girlfriend's hobby, our friend's hobby, it's not cheap what they do either.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm sorry. For those of you who do not know, are they?
Can't get there from here. You do.
What the? Nobody sees you doing that.
It doesn't matter. Wait, you do.
I do. Oh, shite.
I touched his hand for you viewers at home.
So what was I saying?
Stay tuned and you can earn or win a home edition of the Tangent Station game.
Oh, my God. Could we make one up? That'd be so much fun.
Yes.
My daughter's actually meeting with a those things that get trademarks. What's the other thing named for a trademark? I don't know. But she's doing that. She is because her and her boyfriend came up with a thing because alcohol and you put it in fruit. And
yeah, they came up with that.
Well, no, they're going to sell
this particular.
No, this one. How they're going to do it? And patent.
But let's not say what it is now until they get the patent.
I don't know what the name of it is going to be.
Well, whatever. Don't give any ideas.
I won't. But I'm just saying. Where was I? What was I saying?
Top five actresses.
Are we going to go back to that?
Yes. Non-wank material.
Well, then I can't.
I'm definitely prefacing
it. I can't do anything.
All yours are wank?
Velma.
No, that's not an actress. That's a... Hey, we could do our cosplay.
I was just going to say
Velma five times.
Wonder Woman. Oh, shoot. I forgot to put her down, but she's only been in a few. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, what? Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
Or
Linda Carter.
Yeah.
I mean...
I'll take Linda Carter.
I don't know, but I've been looking forever.
I'll take Linda Carter now.
And Linda Carter will last. Yes.
Whew.
I know. And she's older than us, but she's
in her 70s.
Yeah, I know. She could be. Yeah.
You see, Martha Stewart has got a cover of Why Don't You Like Martha Stewart?
She just annoys me.
Well, I mean, she annoys me too, but for 81, even though. And I'm sure there's some airbrushing going on. Have you seen the cover?
No.
Sports Illustrated.
She's
swimsuit.
On the. Why is she?
They do several covers.
Oh,
she's
kidding.
One of them.
No, that has to be a faker.
It is not.
It's fake news.
No, Trump, it isn't. I called you Trump. Oh, God.
Okay.
It's your MAGA beanie.
No, I want his.
We need to make a bet where you lose, and you'll probably lose anyway, and you got to wear a MAGA beanie.
No,
not a hat.
As long as I don't have to. Oh, I don't mind the beanie. As long as I don't have to wear his new thing, Make America Great and Good Again, or Good and Great Again.
Magoogagaga?
Magoogaga.
I don't know.
Magaga.
I don't waste time with that.
I don't. Okay. So, number one.
No. I put mine in order. So you want me to do my first?
Oh, order. I could read backwards.
No, you can't. You think backwards.
Well,
that's why the...
I say it forward because I'm thinking backwards. So right. Really, it's backwards what I'm thinking, saying.
You don't have dyslexic when you see things. You have dyslexic in your mind. You have dyslexia in your mind.
Yes. You know my name backwards is Silly Nesnerol?
My name backwards is Taco Cat. And now I want tacos and pet cats while I eat tacos.
I want to eat cats and
there's something dirty.
I want to eat taco. I want to eat cats and pet a taco.
My number five
is alive.
Margot Martindale.
Who is that?
Oh, God.
I you knew some of these.
A gnu-nu-nu.
A gnu.
Gnip-gnop.
Oh, God. Ping pong.
You put that
backwards. Deluxe. Deluxe. I'm dyslexic. I have no idea what I'm talking
about. I'm delicious.
I came in here tonight thinking I am not going to think of anything. I'm going to be dumb.
Dumb, the dumb, dumb.
She is freaking hilarious.
She's awesome in everything she said. She was in Americans. I mean, drama, comedy, name it. Margot Martindale.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
She is hilarious. My wife does too. All right, so we're going to do with number five back. Okay. You might not have heard of this lady, Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews. Yes.
I mean, everything she's ever done. I liked her in SOB. Actually, when I was a kid, she came out in SOB.
Victor Victoria.
Yeah, you know, yes. But SOB, when she took her top off the first time.
Uh-oh.
You know, I was a kid.
So you, yeah, you.
But
you,
then, but.
You're doing a wank list.
No, I'm not because.
Wanka.
That is because of the two movies I love her in.
Sound.
Of Music. And Mary Poppins. But I also, believe it or not, and this is going to ruin my reputation, but. The Princess Diaries.
What are you going to do, punch a hole in the floor and go deep?
Pretty much. Princess Diaries.
Why is that going to... Everyone loves that movie.
Really?
Oh, Princess Diaries. You know what I'm thinking of?
What? No.
The one where Vampire Diego Diaries. Montoya...
And oh, that's The Princess Bride.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah. Yes, there's a difference. One's a bride.
Thank you.
And one's with Anne Hathaway and Montezaro. I can never say her last name. Her was her best friend.
Heather Matarazzo.
Yeah, Matarazzo. Okay. So go ahead. What did it say? You tell me.
Kathy Bates, number four.
You know what? That is hilarious.
You just knocked the shit out of my microphone.
That is hilarious. I was thinking about that last night because she's
during
in a new
time?
Show. No, she was in a new. She's in.
She's
a,
coming up in the
Matlock. New Matlock.
Matlock.
And we were watching. Matlock. We're watching it because we hardly ever watch videos.
You do sound like Grandpa Simpson.
You're welcome.
Matlock.
What's his name?
Grandpa Simpson.
They don't give him a name.
Abe, I think. Abe. I don't know. I don't.
So
watch
he would be Abe Simpson.
Good Andy, thing it's Gary, if you're listening, I'm going to need you to email us at tangentstationpodcast@gmail.com and answer that question.
It's not gmail.com. It's
Irv or
it's Jamel.
Jamel.com. Okay.
Anyways, where was I? Oh, what the hell did you just say? Oh, Bathy.
Grandpa Simpson.
Bathy.
Kathy Bates. Bathy. Bathing ape.
It's like great ape.
A bathing ape. It's okay. A clothing company.
So we were talking
about my stepson on $100 t-shirt once.
Have you seen her lately? Kathy Bates really looks good. I remember the first show I ever saw in Misery.
So everything is wank material to you. Oh, we love Margot Martindale. We love Kathy Bates.
Because
she's a great actress.
Within my top 10. Yes, she is. She's great. She can do whatever. But Matlock, we knew exactly. She walks in my wife. I look at my wife. She looks at me and we say, is that Kathy Bates? I'm like, yep. And she's funny. She's good. I want to see this new Matlock. Okay.
I liked her show that took place in downtown Cincinnati, where she was a lawyer. They filmed it right down over the Rhine. I forgot what it was called. It lasted a season and a half or two seasons.
I don't remember that one. Okay. Most people are not going to recognize this name. Dana Elaine Owens.
Nope.
Otherwise known as Queen Latifah.
Oh.
I love her. Everything she's done, I've watched. I love her. She's funny. She can do serious. I wasn't
like
big on her music.
No, I don't dig that. That's not for us anyway. But she's great in Living Out Loud.
She's great with Dolly Parton. Yes, but she was
Living Out Loud was with Holly Hunter.
What was that one
was
with
divorce.
Dolly Parton?
Oh, I don't know. But she's great in the Taxi movie with was it Jimmy Fallon?
Yes. And she was great in.
I messed
Living
her name
Singles.
Up once trying to come up with her name. Kelly and I are sitting around. I said she's in a new show. At the time, it was new Equalizer.
I love it. I
And I said Queef Latina. And
yeah.
Kelly was off to the races. She was gone. Queef Latina. So that's her name now in her house. Not Queen Latifah. Now I don't
Latifah,
know.
Yes. Okay, what
Asphalt
I was thinking about
Cowboys.
Is,
that's awesome.
I'm looking up why. Oh, with Bringing Down the House with Steve Martin.
Oh, that's that was one. Good.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, she's been with everybody.
She's had a talk show.
Yeah. Chicago. She was. Oh my God, she was Mama in Chicago. Mm. Big Mama.
Big Mama.
I'm trying to see, because for those of you who don't know, I'm looking at my phone. Joyful Noise, not, that's the one she's with Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Joyful Noise. Joyful Noise.
Joyful Noise.
So, okay. So I did two, you've done two, so go ahead.
Number three, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Oscar winning actress, Nicole Kidman. Several nominations.
She annoys me.
Why? Is it the long legs?
It's the Australian.
Oh, you know she's an American.
I know.
Where was she born?
I don't know.
Honolulu.
Hoo-wa.
But raised in Australia.
Yeah, she was.
So Australians annoy
you?
No,
I'm just kidding. I am totally kidding.
Oh, okay.
But no, I don't like her. I don't know why. There's some reason I just don't. That's okay, though. You can like who you like.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, my third one. I have three top ones. I couldn't pick between the three of them.
So these are just spin the wheel?
Yes.
And whatever it lands, you're good?
So I'm going to go. I'm going to go up now. Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
I have this thing for little people. You know that.
Fisher Price?
Yeah. But like my wife, 5 foot, and Reese is not that tall. And she's just adorable, in my opinion. And she's good at everything she does. And I'm glad she got rid of
Except Ryan. Marriage.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad she got rid of Ryan Phillippe.
Now she's getting rid of this guy.
Yeah, I know. But I'm still...
You're in, baby.
I'm still not available.
You're in.
I mean, but if she came knocking on my door...
I thought this was a hall pass. Five-way hall pass.
No, because I couldn't do different. Queen Latifah because she's gay. So I could not do her. So, Reese Witherspoon. And I mean, just everything she's done. Like, I know I'm going to be weird, but like Legally Blonde.
You can like who you like.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you. Go ahead.
Number two, Viola Davis.
Yes, she's yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
We should have a yes, sir.
I wish we had the sound effect.
Oh, my God. I see some of these things you've come up with. these ladies. Things. It was so hard to come up with ladies.
Really?
Because I was thinking of Viola.
I told you.
She was one of them.
In our next podcast, next episode, we're recording after this one, we're doing albums. And Willis had texted me that albums is going to be hard. And when I approached this, I thought it would be too, but actresses was harder. I had to do some research on the internet because I didn't want to pick someone that, you know, just who do I really like? Who do I see a lot?
Yeah.
That I find entertaining, great, and everything they do.
And they don't necessarily, I mean, it happens to be that all the ones I picked are really good looking, but they don't have to be.
Some could say mine are.
I can't argue with any of yours being a little good looking.
Viola Davis.
Yes.
First saw her when she was on the Jesse Stone series, the Tom Selleck movie of the week. Then
I'm trying to think of the first
she left that and her career took off. And then
imagine
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah. But she also did a show that was about, I can't remember. She's done so much stuff, but she's good.
And then the, she was nominated. I don't know if she won, but. It was the scene with Philip Seymour Hoffman, God rest his soul, where he was a priest, I think, and a pedophile.
Priest. It was called Doubt.
Yeah, and she's doing this scene and just, I had to look away because I don't like snot, but I mean, just snot bubbles and everything. She's so upset and into the scene, it's just coming out.
Oh, she is good. She's a, people call that a method actress. All right, so my number two. Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I almost put her on my list.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Everything
so
she
many
touches.
Things.
One of my favorite movies is Armed and Dangerous. And when she comes up and she says, not Armed and Dangerous, Miss Congeniality. She comes out with Benjamin Brad says, you really like me. You want to kiss me. And I say that all. I love that. I love her on everything. Brad, what I say.
My number one, Natalie Wood.
Oh, my God.
What?
Can I tell you my number one and tell you why I said, oh, my God?
Okay. Go ahead.
Natalie Portman.
Oh.
So both of them are Natalie, but one of them can't float. Well, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, God. Yes.
Too soon?
She died on my birthday, 1980, November 29th. 80 or 81?
81.
81.
I don't know. But, okay, tell me, Natalie.
Died or was murdered, depending on what you believe.
Well, I'm not into conspiracy theories, but...
Neither am I.
But... I think she committed suicide myself, but that's just me. But she's good. I mean, everything I've seen her in.
I've got two books around here on it, and I do not think she committed suicide.
You don't?
No, because of what I know about the boat and trying to get to shore in the little
See,
boat.
I haven't
and then found floating in the boat. Why are you floating
in the
boat? In the boat. Why are you?
Float, adrift. Yes.
You know, down away from the yacht.
Yeah.
You're trying to escape somebody beating the hell out of you is what I think.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken is, I didn't hear a thing.
Well, of course he didn't. So,
you're going to play football this year, Johnny?
See?
So.
All right. So, everybody heard me shit.
Everybody heard you shit.
Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman. You know why I pick her?
Because she's tiny and cute.
Well, she's cute, but the first thing I ever saw her in was something we won tickets, Amy and I did, to go see Where the Heart Is.
Okay.
She played, you know, trailer trash, quote unquote.
Oh, yeah, you like that, huh?
No, it's just her range of what she did was so good. And then I went back and saw when she was a kid, she played with Renee. She was the Hitman.
Leon the Professional is the name of the movie.
But it was also called The Hitman.
It was called The Professional
Professional,
the movie is called Leon the Professional.
You know which one I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, because I watched it recently. It's
and
great.
Then everything but one of my favorite movies with her, and I'm not going to say why, but it's Black Swan.
Okay. With Mila Kunis. Kunis?
I don't know.
K-U-N-I-S.
Is it Kunis?
Yeah, it's not Kunich.
Well, she's married to
Konnichiwa.
Ashton Kutcher.
Konnichiwa.
I just realized something. Ashton Kutcher. Is that right?
Nope.
How do you say his name?
Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher.
Okay, Kutcher and Kunis.
K-U-T-C-H-E-R.
So if all they need is another K at the end of the words, their family would be KKK.
Okay. He did that himself, folks.
All right. Okay, so that's why. But you know, did you hear? My daughter said she wanted to call me later. I said, "Don't call me later. Call me Dad."
All right, now we're on to book.
Oh, what? What? We just ignore my joke?
It was awful.
Awful anymore.
Are you brought books? That's what you're using for your book?
Yeah.
Okay. You go first, then.
Okay. So, how many times have I said so? Are you going to look like I usually do for a book and ignore me?
No. I can multitask.
I can't.
I know.
Okay. So I'm going to give preface to this again.
Fuck you at the drive-thru. Okay.
The greatest. Okay. I tell you.
Joe Pesci.
Oh, I was thinking the other guy.
No, it's Joe Pesci from Lethal Weapon.
Okay. Oh, Joe Pesci, though, in.
And you're every bit as annoying as him.
And my cousin Vinny is hilarious, along with.
The two Utes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. Well,
but you know what? Marissa Tomei. You didn't let me. Last segment. Marissa Tomei, you didn't let
me. She almost made my list.
She did, too. But I have two others. But no, I love. She's awesome. And then she played Aunt May.
She won the Oscar for that.
Yeah. I know. All right. So this book is called...
Seriously, are you going to play football this year?
Nope. This book is called... If you don't like curse words, you got to shut it, because this really is the name of the book. It's called Un-F-Star-C-K-Yourself.
Unfuck yourself.
Yes. And it's get out of your head and into your life. And here's what it's about. Unfuck yourself. See, I just said the word.
Raymond.
Shoot. Okay. It offers a slap from the universe to wake you up on your true potential, get into your life. Best-selling author, well, his name is Gary John Bishop. Why do people have to have 3-minute names? Can't it just be Gary Bishop?
Well, to me, I thought only serial killers did, so.
Yeah. You how to silence your inner critic. And this is for people who criticize themselves a lot. Whatever your problem, stop wasting your time waiting for the magical solution, because it isn't coming. Neither are you. The good news is the only barrier preventing you from living a happier, more fulfilling life is you.
Unfuck yourself.
So, yeah, that was my book this week. It's not a funny book, but it's good. I wanted to bring that up for those people that, because I talked today about how the more depressed and stuff you are, the more you get funny.
I think that the way you beat yourself up, you're self-deprecating and all that, is completely unnecessary, you should let me do it.
I try, but what am I going to do? Call you up whenever I just want to be hurt?
Yeah. I'll oblige.
Ring, ring, ring. Hey, Kevin.
Just call me up and remind me that I need to get a podcast episode out, and I'll go off on you.
I know you. So you're like, you've got a friend. You got a friend in me. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. My book
I want to hear your book.
No, you don't. You want to read my book. Book is called A Weasel in My Meat Safe by Phil Drabble.
Phil Drabble. I like the name.
You like the name of the book? You didn't even hear it. He was on the phone answering that thing.
I was answering.
A Weasel in My Meat Case.
Yes, I heard
that. No, you didn't.
I didn't.
You heard Phil Drabble. That's what you got. Because
that's what got me. Like, okay.
260 pages. It came out in October of 1980. And you can currently get one on Amazon for $9.86 used.
Oh.
A Weasel in My Meat Case.
I'm not even going to touch that one. It's too easy.
It is?
Yeah.
So,
because I got a weasel in my
all
pants.
These easy jokes you've made, and now you draw the line.
Yeah, I do. I draw the line. I do. So, wait, my book on Amazon, I don't know how much it costs because it's a book of four.
You always forget. You bought them all four together, but yeah, you can get them singularly.
You can, and I think it was like $11 singular, or I bought four of them, which will be on our next for $37.
So I guess it wasn't one singular
sensation. Yes.
What's your word? Say the word.
Oh, my word.
You'll be free.
My word. You do yours first because I pulled up.
Fartlek. Fartlek.
You've got me.
Fartlek. An activity runners do when they change between sprinting and jogging. Yeah, they do. Fartlek.
I am not touching that one.
Put that on your plate.
And I don't want to. Okay.
Okay, guys, hey.
Yep. This is while he looks up what he wants to.
No, I had one, but
he's doing his homework.
Here we go. Nope, got it right here.
The day of.
Okay, this is, because I'm trying to say how to spell it. Say it. So here we go. Got to do my thing.
Whoa. For the viewers at home.
Yep. Okay, here we go.
For you radio
viewers. What do you say I turn it up so people can hear it? That might help.
Fartlek. Demonym. Demonym.
Demonym. Really? Hold on.
Put some demonym on it. It'll taste better.
Yeah. Okay, demonym. It's a noun used to denote the natives or inhabitant of a tequila country, state, city, etc.
Tequila country, state? Did you say tequila country, state?
Particular.
Oh, my God.
Country, state, city, etc. So we are.
Demonym.
To YM to California, because that's where I was born, and you are that from Cincinnati, because that's where you were born.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you say
indigent?
It?
Demonym.
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 I still like, you want some demonym toast?
I want some demonyms.
Yeah.
All right.
We need to invite Heather to the party. She always brings a bag of M&Ms.
You turn them upside down, they're WWs.
Time for jokes.
Oh, I thought we'd been telling jokes this whole time.
You might think so.
Yeah.
Why do ducks have feathers? To cover their butt quacks.
Oh, I like that one.
I know you did.
Why do the French eat snails?
Escargot?
Yeah, why do the French eat them?
Don't know.
Because they don't like fast food.
What's the difference between a regular thermometer and a rectal thermometer?
I hope to God you know the
the taste.
Close.
That's an oldie, but I love it.
I love that one. You know what? Smoking will kill you.
Yeah.
Bacon will kill you. But smoking bacon will be good for you.
Yes. Well, we've derailed them enough.
Wait, one more. How did the hamburger introduce his girlfriend?
Let us pray? I don't know.
Meet Patty.
Oh.
Okay. All right, we did derail them.
Yes, hope you tune in for the next episode.
On
Tangent Station.
So, wait, where was I?
We're at the end. We made it back to the station. No thanks to you.
So, I guess I didn't derail us after all?
Join us next time you lose your train of thought. Listen, ride, repeat.
Okay. Listen. Ride.